You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
The following program is being hosted by Dr. Tred Risacker, a licensed and practicing doctor of chiropractic. The opinions and ideas being expressed here are the sole responsibility of the host and are not in any way meant to be the opinions of the station, WCNO, its affiliates, or any of its employees. Now here is Dr. Tred.
At the beginning of civilization, there were three evil men who had discovered the secret to
health. I'm here.
They wanted to ensure that when
the
people needed to know how to be healthy, that they would be able to profit.
It feels nice to get out in the sunshine.
So they devised a plan. Come on over here to meet with my friends at WCNO FM, and also all of the listeners who maybe are. They used to be driving back from work around 4 o'clock. Now we're just thinking if we're going to walk the dog or if I'm going to run the go exercise. I hope that's what you're thinking, but you know, life's going to be coming back to normal soon, and I can't wait. I love all this time off, but I like to work more than I like the time off, and I like to work because I have a mission. I am here to share a message of hope, a message of healing. And I also have a process located right here in Stuart, Florida, on East Ocean Boulevard, across the street from the Fresh Market, down the road from beautiful Hutchison Island, and it's called the Slim Body Laser Spa. And I'm going to go over that a little bit today, because what's happened in the Slim Body Laser Spa for the last 10 years is I am using an FDA-cleared low-level laser device. I know, I didn't even know what they were 11 years ago. And when you apply it to areas of stubborn fat accumulation, belly fat, arm fat, you know, legs, it can release those calories, and using safe, sane nutritional recommendations and something called whole body vibration, you can get rid of those extra calories. And in 3 weeks or less, you can lose 4, 5, 6, 7 inches of stubborn fat. And at the same time, the motivation kicks in, what we call in medicine compliance. And all of a sudden, the person says, you know, when I first came in, I wasn't too interested in protein, but I see these results really fast, and I want to learn more. And I've been doing that for 10 years and 5,000 people. So I have a lot of knowledge when it comes to weight loss and about nutrition. And I also have over 27 years as a practicing chiropractor. I practiced my first 17 years in New York State. I took over my father's practice of over 50 years. So I was basically bending over, you know, cracking and racking and doing what chiropractors do, which was a lot of adjusting and x-rays and took care of whole families for many, many years. And, you know, you get to meet a lot of people and you learn a lot. You get a lot of knowledge and tips, which I'm going to share with my audience here today. You know, COVID seems to be coming to realize it. It's something which I believe we're going to be able to go back to work soon. They're getting a handle on it. Maybe some of the estimates were a little bit, you know, high about what was going to happen. They were overzealous about it, but they really needed to protect our health because we just didn't know 2 months ago. But now it's been, 8 weeks since we really all had to kind of get locked down, and they're starting to a lot more information about it. And one of the major things which I have seen about this whole coronavirus and everything is that your body's ability to heal itself is probably your greatest asset to, you know, if you were to be sick from anything. And I don't want to just say COVID. It could be from diabetes. It could be from, you know, bacterial infections. It could be from breathing issues, asthma, blood sugar. You know, your body is able to heal itself. And it needs a few things to heal itself, which are provided to us naturally. And I think that's really important to know that. And my specialty, of course, is weight loss. And we seem to have a huge problem in America, well, around the world, as far as weight, having too much weight. And I would like to say it's mainly from overnutrition. Now, overnutrition is a pretty simple meaning. You're just probably eating too much. And when you combine too many calories without exercising enough to burn off those extra calories, then you have this ability to put on extra pounds. Now, you know, whenever we do weight loss with people, and let's say they lose a pound a month, they're like, oh my God, that's not enough. You know, a pound a month, it's going to take me forever to lose the weight. Well, do you know that if you just gain 1 pound a month, how many of us listening, I was one of them, have put on a few extra pounds with this sequestered at home, you know, being at home a lot. We've been cooking more. We've been spending more time with our family, and food is comforting. I feel better when I even myself went online. I learned how to make peppers and onions the other day, sausage and peppers and onions. I'm from New York. I lived in a fairly Italian neighborhood called Massapequa in Long Island. And it was, you know, I always enjoyed the peppers and onions, but I really didn't know how to make them. So I went online and I went over to the Fresh Market, put on my mask, because Fresh Market requires a mask. And I made this incredible peppers and onion dish. And I'll tell you, I ate it in like 3 days. It was really good. And, you know, you can put on weight, fat, after a meal. You don't put on fat after 2 weeks of eating. You put it on after overeating one time. And that's something I really didn't understand when I got out of college as a chiropractor. I took a lot of classes in nutrition and wellness and immunology and microbiology. And I did full human anatomy. And, you know, the things that I've learned practicing at the Slim Body Laser Spa in my practice have just really, really made it very clear about the purpose of belly fat and why we have fat. And so I'm going to explain a little bit about weight loss and what you can do to lose weight. And I think the easiest part about understanding weight loss and what you need to do to lose weight is to really go back and look at our ancestors and look at what happened before we ever came around. Because those patterns and the things we learned are really, really important today, because we haven't overgrown those. In other words, the way your ancestors needed fat and the way they stored fat is really critically important for today. So what happens is we store fat for one really main reason, and that's to give us calories so we can live. And if we can't do that, you wouldn't survive. If you had to carry the food with you, if you had to put food and carry it with you, you couldn't do anything. You'd be stuck living next to the food, right? You couldn't get away from it. So we have this ability to store fat when we eat food. Now, it's not like a car. So what happens is we perform work during the day, from when you get up to when you go to sleep. You're performing work and we're burning calories. So let's say you burn 2,400 calories during the day. And that would be doing the work, whatever it is you're doing, carrying water, taking care of kids. What happens is the next day you need to eat 2,400 calories to replace that. If you don't get 2,400 calories the next day, let's say you can only get 1,500 calories because of food scarcity, you're only eating 1,500. And then the next day you work 2,400 calories and only eat 1,500, what'll happen is you'll start to lose weight, you'll lose muscle tone, and eventually you'll only be able to perform the amount of work of somebody that has 1,500 calorie diet. And you will lose weight and also lose muscle tone because you're not replacing the burned energy. Now, if you burn 2,400 calories during the day and the next day you eat 3,000 calories, you're going to put on extra weight as a result of that. And those extra calories above and beyond what you burned is called your BMR, your basal metabolic rate. And If you did that every single day, you burned 2,400 calories and you ate 3,000, 24, and you ate 3,000, you're going to put on about 2 pounds a week doing that. So 2 pounds a week for 4 weeks is 8 pounds a month. If you do that for 3 weeks, you get where I'm getting? You're going to have 24 pounds gain in 3 months just by gaining those extra pounds. If you just put on a pound a month, let's say you were really good with your diet and you only ate a few hundred calories more than your burn rate, your BMR, those extra calories, so you put on a pound a month, in 12 months, you only go up about 12 pounds. But the second year, now you got another 12 pounds, and now you're up to 24 pounds. The third year, at only gaining a pound a month, the third year, you know, now you're up to 48, 36 pounds. I think that's the math. You get where I'm going. 4 years later, you're at 48 pounds heavy because all you had to do was gain a pound a month. That's the way the body works. It accumulates body fat. And the only way to get rid of it is to eat less than how much weight, how much energy you burn. Your burn rate has to be less, and you have to eat less. So when I set up my diet for me to lose weight, I was 265 pounds, and I had a 40-inch belly, and I had type 2 diabetes. And when I realized I needed help, I used my laser to help get the fat off, but at the same time, I had to eat less. So when I calculated my burn rate, my BMR, which is a machine we have in the office, we can do that for people. We can check your burn rate. My BMR was 2,400 calories. And what that means is if I eat 2,400 calories, nothing is going to change. If I eat more than 2,400 calories, I will begin to put on fat. If I eat less than 2,400 calories, I will lose weight. So I decided to set up a diet food intake that was 2,000 calories per day. Thus, I'd have a 400 calorie deficit, and each day that I met the 2,000 calories, I would lose 400 calories of fat over time. Now, for me, I do not do well with low calorie diets. I mean, I'm a man. I'm 6'1". I like to go out. I like to fish. I'm a very active person, and I really, really do terrible with low calorie. You know, starving myself. I'm not a happy person. And what happens is eventually I'll go back to overeating because of that reason. I know myself. And when I set up this diet at 2,000 calories, it was enough food for me to feel like I was eating, but not, you know, but I could still achieve my goal. So as a result of that, you know, I do this professionally, and I tell people, so this is your BMR, and this is the amount of calories you have to eat. And I've had people come back after I've recommended their BMR, and they come in and they said, Doc, I did great. You know, I ate my BMR. I ate, you know, 400 less than my BMR. So I ate 1,800 calories. That was their recommended to lose weight. And they said, but I said, well, how did you eat it? They said, well, I ate it for lunch. In other words, I skipped breakfast. I had 1,800 calories for lunch. And then I skipped dinner. And I said, no, that won't work. You have to spread out the calories. You have to spread it out. You have to eat it in small amounts, spread out through the day, because there's another law that comes into play. And that is, it's the four-hour rule, I like to call it. And what that means is every 4 hours, you need to eat again. If you go more than 4 hours without eating, for the most of you, your body will not burn fat, it burns muscle. That was hard for me to grasp. You mean, if I don't, now, this is in America, where we have a lot of food available. If you live in a country where there's no food, like Ethiopia or the desert, then starvation is a technique of losing weight, because you're not going to binge when you go home. But in America, when we skip meals all day long and we think we're doing benefit, we're really burning muscle and stored energy. You're not burning fat. And then when we get a chance to sit home, we have a tendency of overeating to make up the difference in those calories we didn't eat during the day. And this is a recipe for disaster. You know, these are, I meet people all the time and they're skipping meals. And it's hard to imagine that you have to eat to lose weight and you have to eat often. So the best example I use every day in my weight loss practice is, suppose you're like, my BMR was 2,400 calories and I needed to eat 2,000 a day. So, you know, you have three times that you eat. I call them intervals. You have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Now, if you were just going to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner and you had 2,000 calories, then each and every one of those would be, what, 600 calories each time? Or 800? I don't know. I'm not doing my math here. I like to use easy math. So anyway, so you have 800 calories in the morning, 800 calories in the evening, and then you get 400 at night. See, that isn't really enough food. So what I suggest, suppose you have a sub, a hero, that's 2,000 calories. And sandwiches can be that much, by the way. They can be really a lot of calories in one sandwich. And you were to take a knife and cut it into six equal parts. And you'd wrap up each individual part. So each part's going to be about 300 calories. So in the morning, you eat one wedge at 8 o'clock. At 10 o'clock, you eat another wedge. At 12 o'clock, you eat the third. Between 2 and 3, you eat the fourth. You know, by 6 o'clock, 7, you eat the fifth. And by 9, 8 or 9, if you're still up, you eat the last wedge. And that's how you have to spread out your calories if you want to be successful at losing weight. And what happens is when you eat these small amounts every 3 hours, you're not allowing your body to go into where it thinks it's going to get starved. If your body thinks it's not going to get food, it freaks out and it decides to store energy. It will not give up fat very easily. And you're really burning muscle, not fat. To burn fat requires you to be hungry for a long time, and your body has stored energy in the form of glycogen. This is glucose, which is blood sugar turned into the storable energy called glycogen. Now, glycogen is 20% of your liver is glycogen, and glycogen is the energy which surrounds your muscles, and it is available instantaneously for energy if you were to get in trouble, if you needed to run, fight, get out of a building that was on fire really quickly. You're going to burn glycogen, stored energy, to do that. It's also the energy you're going to use if you were going to get ready to go into, if you were to run out of food. If you were eating, in the fall, your ancestors in the summer and the fall had a lot of food. And they ate every day because, remember, they're going into starvation, which we call winter, 10,000 years ago. So as they're eating the trees and the mangoes and whatever food's available, all of a sudden the snow comes and they go maybe 2 days without eating. Their body doesn't go into burning fat right away. It still burns muscle because there's a chance that you could get more food. And you need muscle. You need glycogen for muscle function to work. For muscles to be strong, you need protein, not fat. That's why people that work out drink protein supplements. They don't drink fat. Fat is really the nutrient necessary to keep your heart and your lungs and your brain functioning while you're starving. And near the end of that process, you're burning fat. In the very beginning of starvation, going into not eating, you're really burning muscle. So people that skip meals all the time, thinking they're helping themselves, are not really helping themselves. Now, I know a lot of you out there are saying, well, what about intermittent fasting? You know, these techniques where people don't eat all morning and then they eat, everybody has a different philosophy on it. And supposedly, I think that intermittent fasting just simply cuts the calories down, so you're not eating as much. And the other part about it is you have to do it for some time. You can't do it like just on Fridays or just on Thursdays. It's not a very healthy thing to do unless you're under the supervision of a medical doctor or somebody like me that understands these things. So To lose weight, to summarize, you have to know your burn rate. Everybody has a burn rate of how many calories they burn at rest. If you were to fall asleep, not eat anything, and not wake up for 24 hours, that's called your basal metabolic rate or your burn rate. Now, if you're an athletic male and you're in your 20s or 30s and you exercise a lot, your burn rate could be as high as 3,000 or 4,000 calories. That's a lot because they're very active, a lot of muscle tone. But if you're somebody who is older, in your 50s or 60s, and you're a male, your burn rate might be as low as 2,400 calories, which is still pretty high. And this really has a lot to do with how much body fat you're carrying. So somebody who is over 30% body fat, which is close to 30% of our nation, or 80% overweight, which is 80% of our nation, and you're over 50 or 60, your burn rate could be as low as 1,800 calories. In females, it can drop below 1,400 and 1,200 calories. You know, I do a lot of these BMI and BMR exams. It's a machine called a bioimpedance analysis. I have it at my laser spa here in Stuart, Slim Body Spa. And, you know, I did a BMR on a woman who was 64 years old. She's 5'3", so she's not real tall. And her weight was 174 pounds. And when I did her BMR, you know, I asked her about her overall weight, and she said that she'd had it calculated at a fitness center, a training center, and they said she was at 32% body fat, which is considered obese. And I said, well, can we do it on the machine? And she says, why? I know she's right. I said, let's do it on the machine and see. When I did it on our machine, her body fat was close to 47%. So that means that she was almost half of her whole body weight was fat. And when we calculated her resting caloric intake, it was below 1,200. So that means if she doesn't eat, well, you know, that's metabolic syndrome. There's something going on a little bit more than just not eating. It's either leaky gut syndrome. It could be adrenal fatigue. There's a lot of other causes for having a very low, you know, it could be thyroid issues. It could be estrogen is high. There's a whole lot of hormonal indicators that have to do when somebody has really low BMR and they're older and they're, you know, becoming morbidly obese. It isn't necessarily because they're just not eating. A lot of it has to do, oftentimes, they're just not exercising. So they're not building muscle. If you don't build muscle, the muscle turns to fat. Which brings me to another client. A couple of years back, I'm opened a laser spa, Slim Body Spa in Boca Raton, which is closed today. I like Stuart better. And she was 72 years old. And she came in because she had this round pot belly that she wanted to get rid of and realized that, you know, it was better than surgery, much better. And when I said, well, let's do your BMR. And when I did her BMR, she weighed 123 pounds and she was 72. She was about 5'2", 5'3", tiny, tiny girl, petite. And when I did her body fat, it came up at 42%, which is morbidly obese, meaning she's in trouble. Morbid means to die. And as a result of that, I came to her and I showed her the results. I said, well, it shows you have 42% body fat. What does that mean? I said, well, you know, it means you're obese. And she looks at me and she goes, that's a lie. She goes, I haven't gained any weight since I was in my 20s. She says, I maintain my weight 5 or 6 pounds either way my whole life. So how can you dare say that I'm obese? And I said, well, I said, you're 72 years old and you're weak. Your muscles have degraded. Your muscles have weakened to a point where they're now being replaced with fat. So it's a term we call skinny but obese. There's a lot of people that walk around, they look thin or skinny, and they have really low muscle tone, so they're obese. So you cannot just go by the scale. You have to go by body fat percentage testing. You need to know what your body fat is. Now, healthy body fat is 20% of your weight on average. So that means if you're 100 pounds, 20 pounds should be fat, and it's a safe amount of fat. It's beneficial. It stores calories. It helps insulate your body. It also helps produce hormones, estrogen. It helps produce cytokines, which has to do with inflammation. It also produces some other hormones which regulate your food intake, called leptin. And, you know, I'm sure you've heard of a lot of these things. I don't have them written down in front of me, but your body produces a lot of these hormones. And at 20%, that's a very normal amount for a person. And if you were to be 200 pounds, then you would have 40 pounds of body fat, and the rest is considered lean muscle. Now, if you were a 300-pound person, which would seem like you would be very fat, and you still only have 20% body fat, which means 60 pounds of that 300 pounds is fat, you're a very healthy, muscular, big person who's 300 pounds, but's very healthy as far as body fat goes. Now, you could also be like my client in Boca that day, who was 72 years old at 124 pounds. Her weight was normal, but her body fat percentage was way over the top at 42%. And, you know, having high body fat really, really, really affects your body. Now, you know, I've never, ever thought 32 years ago when I graduated chiropractic college that I would be in the weight loss and this business of body sculpting and helping people to get rid of fat. I didn't really see that fat wasn't a real big problem back then, you know, and these are statistics prove out in the statistics of the CDC. If you go to 1988, which is when I graduated, and you look for statistics about obesity and weight, overweight in America, it was almost non-existent. I mean, the statistic in 1988 was about 30% of our population was considered overweight. And that means over 25% body fat. We were not an obese nation back then. You know, that was 30 years ago. And at the same time, the obese population was less than 3-4% of that 30%. And one of the major factors that came into play with why we have become so obese as a nation, they attribute to the subsidizing of the corn industry to create the high fructose corn syrup as a food additive. And when they first discovered the amount of sugar in this corn syrup, this high fructose corn syrup, they stated that it was four times sweeter than sugar, so we could use four times less. And it's in all the foods. I mean, it's in many, many of the processed foods we eat, not all of our foods, and it's enormous amount of sugar that we're being ingesting. And that's one of the factors that has caused this obesity epidemic. So what's happened is in 30 years, we went from 30% overweight of our adult population to 80% overweight of our adult population. That's 30% to 8. That's 3 out of 10 in 1988 were considered overweight. Today, it's 8 out of 10. And the obesity of those same 80%, in 1988, it was like 3-4%. Today, it's almost 40%. Well, it's 30% in men, and 40% of women are obese, over 30%. And from that statistic, there's like 10 or 15 to 20% that are morbidly obese, some people actually having half of their body as fat. This is a crisis. This is a healthcare crisis that we're suffering with. It's not because of bad nutrition either. You need a quite a few different issues that have to come into play for you to get overweight like that. You know, it isn't one bad day at Bob's, you know, deli, or one birthday cake where you power down a whole pizza. This is consistent, deliberate, continual overeating. Overnutrition. And there's a reason for that, and I believe it's because the food that we're choosing is doesn't have nutrition in it. We're basically we're full, but we're starving. You know, your body is full of food, but because there's very little nutrients in it, you're starving. So you need to eat more. And the other reason why we have an obesity epidemic is toxins and poisons in our environment. Some of them we can get rid of, some of them we can't. There's two types of toxins that humans deal with, and we have dealt with them since the beginning of time. There's water-soluble toxins, and there's fat-soluble. Now, water-soluble toxin is something which can rinse away with water. So when you do your dishes at night, and there's certain foods that when you put under the sink, I don't have a dishwasher, we wash them by hand, certain foods come right off with water. You know, the plate doesn't even really need any soap. If you do that with some hamburger fat or some sausage or other types of foods, you know, water doesn't change it. You need soap. Those are fat-soluble toxins, fat-soluble products. Now, water-soluble toxins are considered the bacterias and the viruses and the poisons, a rotten lizard, you know, a rotten clam, a poisonous lizard, some toxin on a leaf. Excuse me. And so what happens is your body has to get rid of that toxin, and it does so by you throwing up. It irritates your stomach. And when it irritates your stomach, it also goes down the other way and gives you, you know, it gives you bowel recognition. You end up with diarrhea to get the toxin out of your body. Now, you might get a little fever, shake it out, and if you're lucky enough to survive, a lot of our ancestors didn't survive, it's out of your body, you know. A week later, you're good. You feel good. Well, what happened is 165 years ago approximately, we discovered oil. As a culture, you know, the guy put that pipe in the ground in Pennsylvania, and this black crude came out, and he looked at it, and he rubbed his hands. He says, oh, I love this stuff. I'm going to put this in everything, you know, oil. I'm going to put it in everything. I'm going to put it in their foods. I'm going to put it in the paints. I'm going to make fragrances out of it. I'm going to make plastics. Everything that they store their food in, that they cook in, everything they drink is plastics. I'm going to make it out of this. In fact, I'm going to use this stuff to pave those dirt streets from California to New York, from Michigan to Texas, to put this stuff down. It makes tar, you know. It's going to power all the vehicles that move us around the world, the planes that we haven't even invented yet, the locomotives. You know, now I'm also going to put it into the medicines. I'm going to make in other words, these petroleum-based toxins are ubiquitous with our life. We can't avoid them. And they accumulate in our body. We get these toxins in our body. We breathe it in. We absorb it through the skin. It falls on us from the air. And the body has no mechanism to remove it. It really doesn't. And what the body does is it will store those calories, those poisonous toxins, those petroleum-based toxins called persistent organic compounds, are stored in your fatty tissue. Fat is the safest place to put them. And because of that, we accumulate toxin in our fatty tissue. Now, you know, we have fat in two areas. Our visceral fat, which surrounds your organs. It's behind the muscles. And then you have subcutaneous fat, which is the fat that's on the outside of the body. And the subcutaneous fat is the stuff you can squeeze between your fingers. You know, reach down, grab your belly. If you can squeeze it between your fingers, that's subcutaneous fat. And that is the compartment where these toxins are safely stored. Now, it doesn't mean you're healthy. It just means they're stored away for now. So what happens is, as you get more toxins, your body will crave to make fat to protect you. More toxins, more fat. More toxin, more fat. And we have this relationship where it's, you know, that the toxins are being protected by the fatty tissue. So now, you know, and toxins, these petroleum-based toxins, there's hundreds of them. There's, you know, it's called body burden. It's well referenced. These can create all kinds of health problems, from cognitive problems, thinking problems, to immune system issues, to chronic inflammation, to many of the situations which lead to the health problems that we have due to body fat. You know, if our body fat was in the normal amount, it wouldn't be a problem. But when body fat gets high, it's really one of the big reasons why it's so much is it's protecting us from these poisons that we're all getting hit with. Now, some people have more toxins than others. It depends on their habits, where they live. People that work in agriculture, you know, like here in South Florida, I remember the flower farms. They used to have flower farms all up and down this area, and they would spray, and they used pesticides to keep the bugs down. And, you know, people would wear a mask, but it gets in your skin. You got to cover your whole body. Most people know that. Painting is very toxic. Lead paint in people's buildings can absorb into the skin. Just by touching lead, it goes into your bloodstream. And those are heavy metals. We're also, anytime you smell something like car exhaust, you know, you're on your car and that diesel truck pulls up in front of you and the kid hits the gas and that black smoke comes in, you get your window up, but you get a whiff of it, you've been poisoned. Because if you can smell it, the body is absorbing it because you can smell it. In other words, for the smell to work, it's got to be broken down by the nose and in the water droplets. So, you know, you're at the mall and you go past the nail salon and you get that whiff of that nail polish, paint thinner stuff. You know, it's everywhere. Everywhere you go and you smell these things, it's going into your bloodstream and it's your body can't get rid of it. We haven't evolved yet in 160 years to have a port that comes out of our body where we can drain off the petroleum products that we absorbed. And this is a real issue that most doctors are not talking about unless they come from a natural wellness background like me. So what happens is you cannot really lose body fat if you do not detoxify. I'll repeat that. You cannot lose body fat for any length of time if you do not detoxify. Because what happens is that fatty layer is protecting you from those poisons. When you start to lose weight by eating less and exercising, your body fat is being burned. But if you haven't done something to get rid of those toxins at the same time, you won't feel well. You know, those toxins, they start to flow freely. They're liberated from their protective cocoon because you're getting rid of body fat. And since there's no mechanism to get rid of them and you don't have any more body fat, you're going to feel bad. And this is someone who at night gets the sweats. I've started a new diet. Remember, you make fat in 1 day, not 2 weeks. You make it after a meal. And these are the people that start to lose weight and they're not thinking clearly. They're confused. They have a metal taste in their mouth. You know, something is wrong. And then they find that if they overeat a meal, like they go power down a chicken parm or a pasta sandwich or something, what happens is they make fat and then they feel better because they're protecting that layer. And they look at you and they go, I feel better. Man, I'm never doing that again. Weight loss is terrible. I hate it. And this is a fact. Now, you know, I'm speaking from experience. 10 years, 6,000 clients. We do detoxification at our office. We don't promote it as a detoxification process, but without detoxification, you can't keep the weight off. You can't change somebody's body composition. That fat is protecting those toxins and protecting you. And if you get rid of the fat without getting rid of the toxins, you're in trouble. So how do we get rid of toxins? One way of getting rid of toxins is stop putting them into your body. That's basic 101. Stop putting them into your body. Most toxins come into your body in the form of processed food. Food which has been full of chemicals, full of food coloring, preservatives, benzodiazepam, you know, you name it. If you look at the ingredients on your food and you can't pronounce half of those ingredients, I promise you they're chemicals. And there's chemicals that make things soft. There's chemicals that make things hardened, you know, crispy. There's chemicals that keep a shelf life longer than, you know, the 3 days that it would have expired. So they put chemicals, preservatives. They put chemicals in. It goes on and on. I think most people are understand that. So by eating processed food, you're putting more chemicals in your body. They're petroleum-based products. They can't be carried out as water soluble. So some of it is stored in your fatty tissue every single day, and we accumulate. The other way of so you got to eat better foods. There's certain classifications of foods which are called eliminators. They help to flush the body of toxins, and they can get rid of petroleum toxins too. And these would be basically your fruits and your vegetables. And you really want the ones that have a lot of water base. You know, if you eat lettuce and you eat salads, you want the salads that have a lot of natural water within them, like the iceberg lettuce, the romaine lettuce, tomatoes, you know, watermelon, grapes. This is not for weight loss. This is for cleansing. You know, I know people that have eaten watermelon diets to detoxify. We can also go to the juice bar and get some green juices, you know, where they put in, you know, spinach and kale and some apple and a slice of ginger and some lemon, and they blend that. Now you're drinking the juice and the enzymes, and it's a cleansing effect. It cleanses the body of those toxins, gets it out of the fatty tissue. It replaces some of those toxins. Another way of getting rid of toxins is to increase your water intake. Drink a lot of fresh water. Water flushes out many of those toxins, not all the petroleum-based, but it gets rid of some of them. The other way that you can detoxify is by exercising. You know, getting out, pumping your, you know, moving around, raising your heart rate, sweating, perspiring, that gets rid of some of the toxins too, because it comes out through the skin. Another way of detoxifying is these saunas, these infrared dry heat saunas, not a steam bath, a dry heat infrared sauna. And this would be the box, the wooden box that they have at the gyms, and you can buy. I have one at home. It's got the infrared panels in it. You go in it, you sit in it, and all of a sudden you start to sweat. And the sweat comes out, and you take, you know, it's salty at first and it gets better. Drink lots of water. That's another way of detoxifying. Now, at the Slim Body Laser Spa, because we're a medical staff, you know, we're a professional office, one of the things we apply is the laser device, which helps to shrink and to release the fat. The lipo laser, we call it. It's a fat laser. And this is the main part of what we do. And the laser is a machine that's about as big as a microwave oven. And then it has these paddles, which apply the energy to the body. And the paddle looks about the size of a cell phone, my LG phone. And one machine we have has 8 of these. So 8 of these, picture 8 phones, 8 cell phones on your stomach fat attached to the laser. Within each paddle are diodes, these laser diodes. And in 10 minutes of applying that to your belly fat, that brings circulation and fluid and energy into that layer of fat where those toxins are. The lipo laser opens up the fat cells and releases the calories. And then you burn them as energy over the next 2 hours. At the same time, the toxins are released into the bloodstream also. And we have a supplement line that we use. It's called Detox 1 and Detox 2. And these are herbs which we get from a company called Wonder Labs. And these herbs help to grab on and make the petroleum-based toxins something that you can remove through the urine. They bond with it. And when they bind with some of those toxins in a very gentle way, you pass them out through the urine. And every time you put the laser on, it releases the calories and releases the toxins. And then we use something called a whole body vibration plate. Now, the vibration plate is something that a lot of you aren't aware of what it is. I can describe it to you, but one of the benefits of it is it's basically a jiggle machine. It jiggles you. It moves you. And it moves up and down. You stand on it, or you can sit on a chair and put your feet on it. If you have back pain or knee pain and you can't stand, you can put your feet on it. And what it does is it moves very quickly under your feet, and it can slow down and go fast. And what it's doing is basically it's moving your core in one direction, your skin in another direction. So when your skin is being stretched a little bit, it irritates it. Sounds painful, but it's not. It's really wonderfully effective. And what happens is you start to itch. And when you're itching, all of a sudden, the lymphatic flow starts to flow out. It helps with lymphatic circulation. And as the lymphatic system is now being activated, it's the waste system, which carries the waste products away. And this is what helps to move the calories and the toxins into the bloodstream. Now, you take the supplements when you begin the program. Our program is 4 weeks, by the way. You take the supplements in the morning and the afternoon. During the program, you come in 3 to 5 times a week for the laser, and then you do the whole body vibration. And then what happens is you remove some toxins and you burn some of those calories. You repeat that over 3 to 4 weeks, and this is how we get the 6 to 9 inches of weight of inch circumference in 3 spots. So I did it, and I went from a 40 waist to a 36 waist in only 3 weeks. And at the same time, I felt a lot better. You know, we have no way of measuring how many toxins are released from your body. I just know that when we do this, that a person has less chance of putting body fat back on because we're helping to get rid of the toxins. So weight loss without detoxification is really very, it makes people sicker. They've proven that. That if you lose weight and you don't get rid of the toxins, you know, you're in big trouble. Now, there's whole lectures and books and information about detoxification. This is not taking supplements that cause you to go to the bathroom a lot. Those are bowel irritators, these colon cleanses. This is, you know, there's a lot of different ways to detoxify. If you want to come into the office someday and talk about your techniques, I have an open mind to that. What we do at the spa basically is we use the infrared laser to help to release the belly fat and the toxins. We use a very gentle supplement that doesn't cause any diarrhea to help carry some of those poisons out. And then we help you clean up your diet by cutting out a lot of the processed food, increasing water intake, and also using whole body vibration plate. That's kind of what we're doing there. And as a result of it, people are healthier. And when you're healthier, guess what? Your chances of getting sick become less. Did you know that obesity is one of the major COVID-19 risk factors, says French chief epidemiologist? Now, you know, this COVID-19 has been really a problem, and, you know, we're all sequestered in lockdown. We're wearing masks and wearing gloves and not socializing. And these are just avoidance techniques. While you're home isolating and avoiding, you should be exercising and getting rid of poisons. Trust me. You need to be working on body fat. You need to be cleaning up your diet. You know, and this is what we're doing at the Slim Body Spa. We are open every day since this happened. We have not closed. I'm a doctor. It's a medical office. It says spa, but my license is registered with the state of Florida, and we're a chiropractic office. And we have not had a lot of people coming in because of the need to sequester, and I understand that, but we've taken care of our patient base. You know, we're still seeing 10 to 15 people 3 times a week at the office. And we are having people have been buying the vibration plates, taking them home with them. We sell them in the office because it's a way of exercising without having to go out into the hot sun. Stand on a vibration plate for 10 minutes a day, and you've detoxified your body, you've strengthened your muscles, you've helped improve lymphatic circulation, you've improved blood circulation to your feet. It also works on your balance and your stress system. It reduces stress. Whole body vibration, because of the movement, helps to reduce stress, just like exercise does. And this is my favorite part about the whole body vibration plate. It's an exercise that you can't not do. In other words, if I went out and bought a stationary bicycle and put it in your house and said, okay, sit on the bike, and you said, I really don't want to exercise today. Well, sit on it and see what happens. You sit and nothing happens. Because you got to work. You got to move your legs. A whole body vibration plate is very different. When you stand on the plate and you're holding on, what happens is, and you turn it on, it starts to move you. It's basically knocking, wants to knock you off. It pushes left, it pushes right. So you have to tighten and control your body to stop that movement. And when you do that, you're engaging all of your muscles at the same time. I do a lot of these events. I demonstrate the whole body vibration plates at the mall shows. I did it at the gun show down in West Palm. I was at the antique show. I do it up at the Jensen Beach art fair. You probably know who I am, Slim Body Laser Spa. And now I'm bringing the vibration plates. And I explained to somebody that I have stand in front of them, and I said, let me ask you a question. Now, I'm not going to hurt you. What if I took your shoulders and pushed you backwards and then pulled you towards me, just very gently, and I kept doing that? What would you have to do? And they said, well, I would resist. That's right, you would, because I'm moving you. I said, that's what the plate's doing. It moves you left and right very quickly, and so your body is engaging muscular activity to stop that movement, to hold you still, and it helps with your balance. We are at the spa with that, you know, Dr. Rissacker, and that's where I'm at, Slim Body Laser Spa. You can come try the vibration plate and see if you like it. We have them. We got a whole bunch of them, and it's been really great. So that's what we do in the office. And, you know, right now, obesity is probably the number one thing that you can do. Being overweight and overnutrition and the weight gain is one of the major risk factors for all kinds of diseases, you know, heart disease, diabetes, stroke, cancer, susceptibility to infections, susceptibility to viral attack. This is well known. It's not because somebody is African American or poor. It's because they're carrying too much body fat. And people that don't have great nutritional choices, or they're stuck in jobs where they can't exercise, they have a tendency, you know, people that are struggling to survive, they don't exercise as much. So they carry more body fat. That's really the issue. And as a result of this COVID, all the doctors are now saying, hey man, you got to be careful. Being overweight is a comorbidity for having problems with this virus. Overweight people really need to be careful, this doctor says from France. And he says, America is at risk due to a prevalence of obesity. We are, besides Mexico, Mexico beat us, by the way, as the most obese nation. It used to be America, obese. Mexico is more obese than America, which is quite amazing. As many as 17 million French people are seriously at risk due to obesity. Doctors, and here's another article, and this is in America. Our doctors are bracing for the coronavirus pandemic to meet America's obesity epidemic. Some experts worry the stigmatism of being overweight could be dangerous by itself. Another one. Half of U.S. adults have diabetes or pre-diabetes. You know, almost 40% of Americans have pre-diabetes, meaning elevated blood sugar levels that could lead to full-fledged disease. Studies have shown lifestyle changes can delay or prevent diabetes in these people. Whites, Caucasians, had lower diabetes rates than Hispanics, Blacks, and Asian Americans. Obesity is a major risk factor. Obese people who become infected with the flu are not only at a greater risk of severe complications, but they remain contagious longer. It takes longer for them to heal because of the over the weight. And that is because being overweight creates chronic inflammation. And when you have chronic inflammation, your body cannot respond the same as somebody who doesn't. And sugar is definitely the culprit, and so are eating processed foods. So my name is Dr. Rissacker, and I would tell you that losing pounds can be difficult for some and almost impossible for others. The fact is, as you age and begin to turn 50, which is when it all happened to me, something changes in your hormonal system and it becomes even harder to lose those inches. I can tell you that many of my clients have attested to me that 100 sit-ups and 800 calories a day could not change their belly fat, which has been stressed by eating too much food, too much stress, not enough exercise, and a decrease in hormones. Their metabolism is in the basement and they're addicted to sweets and are spiraling out of control like a plane that is going to crash. My experience as a doctor who specializes in weight loss for over 20 years has proven it can be difficult for some and almost impossible for others to lose weight, especially for those of you who have accumulated larger amounts of fat or have been suffering from a decline in your hormones. Well, I have a solution. It's called laser-assisted weight loss. At my office at the Slim Body Spa, you can actually lie on your back, listen to music, and lose inches of fat wherever the laser is applied. In 9 relaxing 30-minute laser sessions spaced out 3 times per week for 3 weeks, we're averaging 1 to 5 inches of measured belly growth reduction when combining 3 measurements. There is no harsh diet, no strenuous exercise, or any pain involved. It does not damage your precious fat cells in any way. After applying the safe low-level laser energy to your fatty area, it simply causes microscopic pores to form in the fat cells, and the water, the free fatty acids and glycerol are released and absorbed by the lymphatic system, carried through the body, and burned as energy. There's no downtime. There's no waiting for inflammation to subside, no swelling to endure. Just same-day accumulative inch loss results. Our machines are FDA cleared as safe, and when combined with good nutrition, hoorah, and some gentle exercise, such as supplied by our whole body vibration plates, the fat burn is unbelievable. Women have dropped 2 to 3 dress sizes in only 3 weeks. Men can usually drop 1 to 2 pant sizes in only 3 weeks. I did the laser myself, and I went from a 40 waist to a 36 waist in only 3 weeks. I continued to eat better and used my laser and lost 10 pounds a month for 3 months for a total of 38 pounds and 12 inches in only 4 months. I was able to reverse my recent onset of type 2 diabetes following my laser and weight loss sessions. I am so confident that my procedure can work that I offer all clients a 3-inch ironclad guarantee. So I've been serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida for over 10 years and have successfully handled over 5,000 clients. To anyone that calls or wants to come in from the WCNO for my program here today, I will offer you a free body fat analysis. That's a BMR with my $1,800 machine. It will give you a printout and a readout, and I'll sit down and go over some nutritional counseling and some weight loss techniques at no charge. You just got to schedule it properly, and I'll set up the time to do it. You got to give me about 30 minutes of time to do this. If you're interested in learning more about the laser and everything else that we do, I'll introduce it to you. But this is a gift to the listeners on WCNO, and that is a free body fat analysis, body fat percentage, and a nutritional plan to get you started on losing weight. I don't want you to be sick. I don't want you to feel that it's hopeless. And if you're somebody who needs more help than a simple plan, you know, we'll talk about that too. But, you know, this is really a gift I want to give back to the world, which has given me so much. We're located in Stewart on East Ocean Boulevard, right across from the Fresh Market. You can call 772-223-5885, or you can go online. It would be slimbodylaserspa@gmail.com. Let them know that you've heard me on the radio, you'd like to schedule a time. We're completely compliant with all the normal procedures with COVID and everything else. So I thank you so much, and I will see you next week. God bless, have fun, and remember to exercise a lot.
My name is Dr. Tred Rusacker. I want to thank you for tuning into my show today, The Secret to Health. I can be heard here on WCNO 89.9 FM every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. I can also be reached for private consultation at my Stewart office, Dr. Tred's Slim Body Laser Spa at 2311 Southeast Ocean Boulevard, Stewart, Florida. My phone number is 772-223-5885. or you can go online at slimbodylaserspa.com. Thank you so much.